Oh, looky here. It's news time, Steve.
Oh, looky here.
Looky, looky. It's Steve doing the news.
Oh, boy.
And how excited are you?
Extremely.
Attaboy.
Yeah, it's a good LY.
Doesn't even have to be, doesn't have to be true.
Two things can be true at the same time. What is the second thing? I don't know.
I don't know. We'll figure it out. News is brought to you by Nom Nom, Life in the Snack Lane.
Life in the Snack Lane. So this I just thought was kind of funny. Are you familiar with where Pierce County is in Washington?
Pierce County, Washington. Sure, yeah. Pierce County.
I guess it's kind of like Seattle-ish area.
If you say so.
I don't know. Well, it's not Australia, correct?
I don't believe so.
Well, it apparently felt like it the other day. Why do I say that?
Why do you say that?
Because police had to sort of tackle a wallaby that had escaped
wild
from
wallaby?
Local Z.
Really? Whoa.
Local Z.
Local Z.
I don't know.
Very hip way of saying zoo.
Yeah.
You're known for that.
Local zoo. Local zoo. Yeah, apparently it had escaped, and there's just video online of this wallaby.
Really?
Sort of hopping along, and they had to catch it. Apparently it was described as having a long tail, 2.5 feet tall, with big ears and tiny forearms.
Right. So that's, a wallaby.
That's a wallaby.
Uh-huh.
And after several attempts, the trooper was able to tackle the wallaby, and it was returned to its home at Debbie Doolittle's Petting Zoo.
One of my favorites. Yeah. That's not easy. I mean, we've told the story on the air before about the, you know, we babysat a wallaby at our house.
Huh?
A baby one, yeah, a tiny little baby one. We babysat that.
Is this true, or are you lying?
No, yeah, we babysat a wallaby, and then when an acquaintance of ours had some wallabies, and one of them punched my wife, or kicked, I can't remember. Oh, gosh.
Wait, so they had wallabies as a pet?
Yeah.
Is that legal?
Sure.
They still have?
I don't know. Do I have to dial? How does it work for dialing out on this phone?
Not like that. I think it's one area code, and then whatever the number is, I think.
One of these days, one of us will remember this.
Yeah. Oh.
It's going to say, the number you have called is not in service. This guy trying to catch this thing? How do you think you're going to catch this? He was like just kind of standing there, and the thing went running by, and then he did the thing where he's like, oh, I got it.
Yeah, well, it's just it's crazy.
Hello?
Hi, honey, you're on the air.
Oh, I better shut off the vacuum cleaner then.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah, thank you for my melon baller.
Oh, that was very nice. Steve said thanks for the melon baller.
Oh, hey, happy balling there, Steve. You're welcome.
I expect balls of melon, Steve.
Yeah,
I expect them.
Right. Big ones or little ones, take your
right. He's got a choice. It's a double sided or whatever that is. Double dipper.
Yeah, it says soft grip handle, large scoop, and small scoop. One on each.
Yeah. I mean, perfect. He's real excited, honey. Like on a scale of 1 to 10, probably around a 1.
Oh, I was going to say 0. Okay.
Hey, did you see that wallaby that got loose over there by Tacoma?
I did not.
Okay, so I was trying to tell Steve the story. What, did you get kicked or punched by a wallaby? I couldn't remember.
I got kicked. It was a wallaroo.
Oh, wallaroo. Well, I think they're close to the same.
I think so. I
mean, it's the other half of the alphabet. I don't think they're the same.
No, I mean, it looks like a kangaroo. I mean, I dare you to try to find out how they're different.
Wallaroo?
Yeah, wallaroo.
Wallaby?
Yeah, which was a kangaroo.
A wallaroo.
Yeah. It's a combo between a kangaroo and a wallaby, I think.
There you go.
Yeah, that seems more legal.
Exactly right.
Yeah, Steve wanted to know if it was legal to keep those, and I said, sure.
Sure. Yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah. We babysat a baby, and then I can't remember what happened there. It's because then we went up to the farm or whatever we'll call it, and then you got kicked by one.
Correct.
Yeah. Kicked by a wallaroo.
And one of the kids, I think it was Lane, right? Lane was like petrified. We have pictures. That was just good parenting. We laughed and took pictures of him being petrified.
We got some great, great moments like that.
Huh.
I mean, what could go wrong? Go head into the cage where the wallaroo is. And the thing was probably as tall as you, was it not?
Oh, that was, that was either mom or dad. You're right.
Yeah.
We had at our home, but when we were at the farm.
Right.
Correct.
So basically we kidnapped the animal and then wondered why the parent kicked my wife. Yeah. We're pretty smart.
You know, I have lots of questions.
I bet you do.
You know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you were watching a baby human.
No. Nope. Then... We were watching a wallaroo baby.
So there was no babysitting of other things. It was just the animal.
Correct.
Oh, okay. I thought this was a whole... Okay.
You thought we actually had a child and then somehow got kicked by a wallaroo? That would be a weird story.
Yeah. I mean, the whole story is... Wait, it's not weird to begin with.
Well, it is a weird story. Yeah, I'll give you that. It's a bit odd. We'll give you that. But I didn't know it was that hard to follow. Well, somehow you thought we had kidnapped a child and then got kicked by a wallaroo.
No. I thought you were babysitting a human child and there just happened to be a wallaroo.
We were wallaroo sitting.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. That makes...
Yep.
Still no sense, but okay.
I know.
Sorry. It was two different locations. See, we went to the farm first to pick up the baby wallaroo.
Because they needed us to, just so people know, they asked us to watch it. They asked us to watch the wallaroo. It wasn't like we just went out and grabbed a baby. I mean, what do you think? What kind of people do you think we are?
No wonder why the mother kicked me.
Yeah. I actually think that was Dad. I think Dad was mad.
I think he was.
Yeah. So anyway, also bit by a horse on the leg so severely that it left a permanent mark. Any other stories you want to know, Steve?
No, I think I got it.
You got it? Okay. Kicked by a wallaroo, bitten by a horse. Was that it, honey? Is that the only animal attacks?
That's the only one I'm recalling anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll leave it at that.
All right.
Boy, you lived a life.
Yeah. I hope the apron doesn't get caught in the vacuum.
No, I'll be very careful at that. Thank you.
Yeah. So, all right. Love you.
Get back to my duty.
All right.
Love
goodbye,
you guys,
dear.
Too. Bye.
She's funny.
That was entertaining.
Yeah. And all true, by the way.
Yeah. Well, now I believe it because the second person has collaborated.
There's actually only one part of that was a lie.
What's that?
Her vacuuming.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I think tone was an issue there.
You know how I feel about women.
Kevin James.
I do, but that tone was, I wanted to.
I wish I was one.
I don't think that helped.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
We got some Coyote Country travel mugs that we'll give out here, hopefully, if someone beats me for Beat the Show.
Oh, yeah.
So that's on the way. And another chance to qualify for the Cabela's $5,000 shopping spree. But right now, it's time. By the way, Steve, remind me to ask you a question later.
Oh, boy. Okay. I'll try and remember to remind you.
Why don't you remind me? Just say, hey, I'm here to remind you to look on your piece of paper to remind me to remind you to ask me a question.
Okay. When would you like me to do that?
Whenever you do reminders normally.
Okay. I don't know. How about this, Jay? You want to live longer and happier?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, you can sign me up for that. By the way, final story brought to you by Reflections by Owsley.
Okay. Well... According to research? Yeah, research. Seems about right.
Yeah, it seems like maybe making that up.
No, this is what it says.
Uh-huh.
People who watch sports could live longer and happier.
Wow, see you at 200, bro. Let's go.
Yeah. Research carried out by, I'm going to say this wrong, Anglia Ruskin University.
You're not making it sound better.
They used data from 7,200 adults.
Yeah.
Aged 16 to 85. So a pretty wide
gap for
right
sure.
There, who participated in taking part survey commissioned by the UK government. And they found people who attended live sporting events in the last year were more satisfied with their lives.
Oh.
Felt their lives were more worthwhile. And were less lonely than people who didn't attend.
It's got to be a live sporting event.
Also, these findings, they were also like put together with people who were watching sports.
Okay.
Like on TV and stuff well. And watching sports were also less depressed than those who didn't.
Even if their team loses? What if your team's terrible?
It doesn't say that, but I can't imagine.
What if it was like the Mariners over the last month? Haven't they been doing bad? Have they been doing good lately? Did they turn it back around?
I think they're doing it pretty all right.
All right.
Are they still in first place?
I mean, I think they are. They just had a bad, stretch there.
Yeah, let me see if I can.
5-5 in their last 10. They're still up a couple of games.
Yeah, I mean, they're 52-46. That's pretty good.
You're 52-46.
I wish I was.
Yeah.
That'd be something.
How about that?
Yeah, how about that?
They had that stretch where they couldn't hit, you know. And in fact, there was a lot of people around here, a lot of grumbling. I'm not a Mariners fan, but I mean, you know, not a Mariners hater, just not a Mariners fan. And there was a lot of people around here go, oh, okay, we hit the ball. Pitching's great, can't hit the ball. And I was like, I hate it when that happens. And I just would walk by.
Water cooler talk, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, you know, just walk by acting like you're paying. Yeah, okay, I hate it when that happens.
Yeah. Do people still have water coolers?
No, because I was just talking to one of our coworkers the other day over there by the coffee machine, and we were having a conversation. I go, there should be like a water cooler here. Wouldn't that be better? And he's like, we can get free water? I go, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's way better, like in the middle of the day. I mean, coffee's fine, but being able to have free water, I mean, other than the sink, which, by the way, is also free.
That's a totally different thing.
Uh-huh, yeah. I mean, it's cold. You know, it's like ice cold, filtered, whatever, water.
Yeah, and plus it gets delivered.
Oh, the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's the production,
really.
It would
be awesome.
Yeah.
It feels like quite the perk.
Although, when you... Okay, so... Sorry to be off topic, but, you know...
You're not. It's water.
So, if you have a water cooler, are you required to have the little tiny cups? Does that come with the water cooler?
I think it does. I think it just mounted on the side.
Okay.
Well, because of visitors, you know, like, or you're going by and you just want to take a quick shot. Those things are great. You're talking about the cone ones?
Well, not necessarily.
The cone ones are better, though.
Do they still make those?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to say yes. You know, you can't set them down, so you just drink it and got to throw it away and go.
Right.
Plus, I don't think you want the water in there more than like 30 seconds because it will definitely come through the cone.
Yeah, it does get soggy.
Are you prefer the cone or do you prefer the cup?
Probably the cup, just like I like my ice cream.
In a cup?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You never got an ice cream in a cup?
Because you eat it. Oh, you mean like at a Baskin Robbins or something?
Yeah.
Instead of a cone?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Okay. Yeah, I've done that. Yeah. I thought maybe you were home and you're only getting like a cup of ice cream. I'm like, bro, go bowl or go home. That's what we always say at my house.
Or go container.
Container. No, I'm not a container fan.
No.
Now get your spoon out of there. No double dipping in there. Now, if you live by yourself, knock yourself out. But if you're in a group scenario or a group setting or a family setting, I mean, get a bowl.
You know what I bought over the weekend?
Melon baller?
No, Denise got me that.
Ah, okay.
Your wife.
My bad.
Hooked me up with a double-sided, large scoop, small scoop.
With a soft grip handle or whatever it was.
That's right.
Yeah. Is that right? Okay.
Yeah, I posted a picture, by the way, on our Facebook page.
Of course you did.
Asking for suggestions of what to put in our...
What kind of melon to ball?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because there's, you know, choices.
Of course there is.
You know.
How's the survey so far?
Well, I just posted. Oh, okay. There's already been some comments.
Well, look at that.
People are commenting because I asked if I should use the large scoop or the small scoop.
Oh, you got to use the large, do you not?
Use both, large size. Depends on preference. You can use both sides. Okay. Yeah. That's good. Maybe I'll mix it. Yeah. I guess what? You mix and match?
I mean, if you really want to go crazy, then yeah. But I mean, the only reason to have the smaller ball is just for decoration or for children. Like, there's no adult that's going to choose the small ball over the big ball of melon.
I mean, it's not that small.
Not a small ball, bro.
Yeah, I guess it maybe is.
Yeah, that's a pretty small ball. You put that in, that's like, if you have that and that's your watermelon, you're like, oh, would you like some watermelon? Yeah, sure. Yeah, you can have two balls. And you go, oh, cool. And you take the two small balls.
Okay.
It's not even worth eating.
All right. Well, good to know when I make my fruit salad for you.
Yummy, yummy.
I'm looking forward to doing that.
Can't wait.
It's going to be a project.
Hand washed and gloved up, I would assume.
Right. Well, here's the thing. I'm going to have a very interesting time at the grocery store.
Buying a bunch of melons?
Yeah. You know, I'll start rolling them down the aisles and all sorts of things.
Rolling of watermelons. Oh, unless it's one of those round ones, I guess that would work.
Yeah.
Oblong ones don't roll very well, just FYI.
True. Oh, but here's what I'm thinking. So, yeah, obviously watermelon's got to be in there.
Mm-hmm.
Probably honeydew.
Yeah.
Maybe some cantaloupe.
Okay.
And then what else do you put? I mean, I guess there's other things that you don't necessarily ball that you could put into a fruit salad, right?
I think some people put bananas. I'm not a fan of that.
Oh, so, okay. All right, noted.
I mean, if we're going to do melons, let's keep it in the melon family. I don't need a banana rolling around in my honeydew juice.
Okay.
Do you?
Yeah. Well, not necessarily. I guess it's kind of like the water little drinks. You know, it gets soggy.
Yeah, don't want that. Yeah. And you got your watermelon juice is in with your muskmelon or your whatever it is, your cantaloupe juice and your honeydew juice, and then you throw a banana in there. Yeah. Ugh.
Okay.
Too much juice.
All right. So noted. No banana. But honeydew, cantaloupe is good. Watermelon's good.
Yeah.
What else? I mean, what other melons are there? I don't even know.
I don't know. I think I'm melon free after that.
Okay. Maybe I'll throw in some grapes. Would that be
melatonin? Not melatonin.
Good try. It was a good effort.
Solid. How hot is it?
How hot is it, Jay?
It's so hot I balled an entire melon and it turned to juice. Nah, I don't know, man. No, I should stop.
You've already started. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Welcome.
Ooh, good morning.
Hello, Steve.
Good. He jumped right in there. He was eager.
He's very happy.
Eager beaver.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
What? You know what they say? Through. The eager beaver gets the worm.
Kevin James.
Heard it a billion times.
Yeah.
Who says that?
So many people. They.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey. Beat the show. It's time. Beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Lee, what's going on?
Oh, another day in paradise, buddy. How are
yeah.
you?
Yeah. Is it hot enough for you, Lee?
It is definitely warm.
Yeah.
Mm. How hot is it?
It's so hot.
Yeah, right. Do you, do you like it warm or you're like, this is just ridiculous. I'm just going to stay inside and not go out and mess with it.
Well, I'm thankful that my office is air conditioned.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure.
I'd rather be cold. You can always put more clothes on, but you can only get so naked. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, legally, yeah.
Legally.
Yeah. All right. Well, Steve, you got a busy day today because you've got to not only read the questions for Lee, write down his answers or whatever, however method you use in there, and then we'll have to keep score. I mean, it's going to be a rough one for you.
Yeah, writing seems right.
It does, yeah. Will Ferrell is your category today, Lee, so good luck, and I will see you. Oh, by the way, Steve, just wave at me when it's time.
Oh, okay.
See you in about a minute, Lee.
And I do apologize if I'm a little bit slow, but I'll try my best to be quick.
I think you're fine. Yeah, don't worry about it. All right, Lee, good luck. See you, buddy.
Yep.
All right. Will Ferrell's character, Buddy the Elf, says that elves try to stick to the four main food groups. What is one of the four main food groups, according to Buddy the Elf?
Sugar.
Will was in the 2023 Barbie movie. Who played Barbie and Ken in that movie?
Ryan Gosling and... oh, my Lord. I'll have to pass on her. We'll come back.
Okay. What was Will's character's name in the movie Step Brothers?
John? I don't know. Pass.
Okay. Will played Ron Burgundy in Anchorman. What California city did that movie take place in?
Los Angeles.
Will appeared in Man vs. Wild. Who hosted that show?
Bear Grylls.
During his time on Saturday Night Live, Will did his Harry Carey impression. Who was Harry Carey, or what did Harry Carey do?
He was a sportscaster for the Cubs.
Will plays Frank the Tank in what 2003 comedy?
Old School.
All right. Perfect. And we just made time. I'm waving a J. Okay.
That was very good panic waving, Steve. That was great.
I used both hands.
You did. Both hands. It was almost like the, you know, hey, get out. Go move your truck. The Viking's on fire.
Yeah.
That was a weird one today.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm very minor. Very minor. Hats off to the fire department for getting there so fast to save our favorite restaurant. All right. Let's see how we do here. How'd it go, by the way, Lee?
up and down.
Not great. Not super great. Okay.
I think you did very well.
All right. Well, we'll see how we do here. All right. I'm ready to go. Let's do it.
Don't sell yourself short.
No. Don't do it.
I'm great at selling myself short.
We only need one of those.
Yeah.
Steve's got that locked up.
Oh, baby. All right, Jay, here we go. Will Ferrell's character, Buddy the Elf, says that elves try to stick to the four main food groups. What is one of the four main food groups, according to Buddy?
Candy cane. Candy corn, sugar.
Will was in the 2023 movie, 2023 Barbie movie. Who played Barbie and Ken in that movie?
Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling.
What was Will's character's name in the movie Step Brothers?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Steve.
Will played Ron Burgundy in Anchorman. What California city did that movie take place in?
Stay classy, San Diego.
Will appeared on Man vs. Wild. Who hosted that show?
I never saw that. Bear Grylls hosts the show, but I never saw that version. I'd love to see that one.
Okay. During his time on Saturday Night Live, Will did his Harry Carey impression. Who was Harry Carey?
Holy cow!
Yeah, who was Harry Carey or what was his
impression? Harry Carey was the announcer for the Cubs. Holy cow, guys!
Will plays Frank the Tank in what 2003 comedy?
I don't know.
I'll take that as a pass.
Yes, please.
Okay. Shall we go over some answers?
Holy cow. What was the guy? What was his color commentator's name for the longest time? Steve, do you remember?
Ooh.
What was his name? Dang it. I'm going to find it.
That is a good question.
Yeah.
I don't know if I know that.
Really? Oh, God. His name was Steve, I think. That's probably why I couldn't remember it.
Well, That's well played, Jay. That's well played.
It was Steve something, I think.
He wasn't with... No, that was before his time.
I'll find it.
I'm not sure who it was.
All right. Well, I only remember because he always said it. He'd be like, what do you think of that, Steve? For the kids out there, what do you think of that, Steve? See, because when I worked...
Color commentator, Steve.
Yeah, color commentator, Steve. When I was working mornings and I was living by myself far, far away, the Cubs were the only thing on in the afternoon, so I used to watch the games all the time.
Okay.
Anyway, back to you.
Interesting.
Unnecessary trivia.
Well, good to know.
Let's see how we do.
Will Ferrell's character, Buddy the Elf, says that elves try to stick to the four main food groups. What is one of the four main food groups, according to Buddy? Let's see. Lee, you said sugar. Jay, you said candy cane. Candy, I don't know what you said.
Candy cane, candy corn.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Candy canes, candy corn, and syrup. So
syrup. Oh, sugar's not in there. Oh, wow. Dang it, Lee. Gosh darn it. 1-0.
It's going to be my first loss today.
Oh, we'll see. It's early.
It's still early.
Steve Stone, by the way, was the man's name.
See, okay.
Steve Stone,
Who I was thinking of, but I thought it was before his time.
No, there you go. Steve Stone.
All right.
But I'm sure everyone was just wondering.
Yeah, I know I was.
Mm-hmm.
Will was in the 2023 Barbie movie. Who played Barbie and Ken in those movies? Lee said Ryan Gosling, and he couldn't think of the other person.
Oh, man.
Jay, you did get the other person, Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie.
Yeah, that's tough.
Dang it. Yep. All right.
But still, what do we say?
Plenty of game to go.
Did we say half a point?
Sure, why not?
Yeah. I think that deserves half a point.
Two to a half.
You got half.
Yeah.
What was Will's character's name in the movie Step Brothers? Lee said John. Jay said Steve.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Brendan Huff.
Oh, yeah. I never would have got it.
Yeah.
I've only seen parts of that movie. You ever seen the whole movie, Lee?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
I know the lines from it, but yeah, as far as character names, I don't have a clue.
That's funny, yeah. 2.5.
Yes. Well, that's why. I mean, it was a hard question.
It was.
Will played Ron Burgundy in Anchorman. What California city did the movie take place in? Lee said L.A. Jay, you said San Diego.
Yeah.
And, San Diego is correct.
Stay classy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry about that one, Lee.
Will appeared on Man vs. Wild. Who hosted that show?
You get that one, Lee?
I did. I finally got one, yeah.
Yeah, no, both of you got it right.
There we go.
Bear Grylls.
Yeah. 4-1.5. I've never seen that episode, though. I really want to see it now that it... I'll go back and watch it. Yeah, it's fine, guys.
I hope I didn't find the wrong person.
Okay, well, I'll let you know.
but still, the question makes sense.
It does.
During his time on Saturday Night Live, Will did his Harry Carey impression. Who was Harry Carey? What did he do? Both of you got that one, right? Sportscaster, sports announcer.
5 to 2.5. Announcer. Yeah.
Yeah, that
legend.
Legend.
That is correct. Will plays Frank the Tank in what 2003 comedy? Lee said old school. Jay, you had to pass on that
one. Yeah, I don't know that one.
It is old school.
Oh, nice.
Great movie.
All right, well, there you go. I'm going to have to watch that one, too. I got you. Edged you out there, Lee. 5 to 3.5. Sorry about that, buddy.
Yeah, man. Oh, well.
That's okay. You'll have more chances to get one of these cool Coyote Country travel mugs, okay?
I know. I really wanted one.
Yeah, they're nice. But, you know, you could get back in. What number do you want to be?
I'm kind of a sore loser, so I'm going to pick number 17.
Whoa! 17!
That is awesome!
I think that's the highest since I've been here.
What a great answer. All right, Lee, good luck at being caller 17, okay, buddy?
Yeah, that's well-deserved on my part.
Thank you, man. All right, caller 17.
17?
509-441-0999.
I'll let you know who wins next year.
Yeah.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Like, you know, you can be a driveway friend, a front yard friend, you know, a curb talker.
Yep.
Can be all those things, but if you enter the abode, is that what it is, abode?
Abode, yeah.
If you enter that, not the commode, the abode.
That is different.
Well, or both.
Kevin James.
If you enter the house, suddenly that takes on a new level and a new responsibility. I hope you're ready for it.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Our buddy Steve Hawk's going to fill in for Kevin for Hot Topics today. So that's in about 12 minutes. Also a chance to qualify for the $5,000 Cabela shopping spree is on the way. But now the stat of the day, Steve.
Oh, right. Yeah, excited for Steve Hawk, too.
Yeah. How about that, huh?
Yeah, filling in.
Big day, man.
Yeah. So Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Yeah, pinch hitting, if you will.
Oh. You know, appropriately, pinch hitting, since you mentioned that, I'm going to talk baseball again.
Do it.
How do you feel about that?
I like it. I mean, it's All-Star Week.
Yeah, it's exciting. So Home Run Derby happened last night. Pretty exciting. It actually was pretty exciting towards
the end.
It was,
yeah.
And my stat of the day deals with the number of home runs. How many home runs do you think between all 8 participants, between all the rounds,
was
hit last night?
I don't know how many rounds there are. What is there? Three or four? Okay. Three rounds.
Or was it four? No, it's three.
How many participants are there?
8.
Oh, boy. 212.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know.
You are actually very close. 225.
Oh, man.
212, yeah. That's really good, Jay. How did you come up with that number?
Well, I figured they averaged 10 per round, which I know isn't exactly right, because in some of the later rounds, it was higher than that. And then I just kind of tried to do quick math, and I got up to like 240 and then realized that's probably too high. So I just randomly chose a number at that point.
Okay. Well, interesting thing about this whole thing. So between the 8 players, 225 home runs, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is more than any team has hit this entire season. So, for example, like the Orioles, they're the highest. They've had 149.
Whoa.
This whole season so far. Curious as to how much the Mariners have had?
Yes, I'd love to know.
They have had 109 home runs so far in 2024.
Where's that rank?
Number 10. They're like tied for
10. Pretty decent.
Yeah.
I mean, top 10, you got to be happy with that, don't you?
I would say so. But, I mean, not quite as good as 225.
Yeah, that's crazy, though.
Yeah, but, isn't that so wild?
That's, you know, I mean, obviously it's, you know, the pitching coach is throwing meat right in there. But still, you still got to hit it out.
Right. Is that what you call it? You call it meat?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
What was the second place finisher's name?
What was his name? He was the guy from the Phillies, right?
Okay.
I think, wasn't that right?
If you say so. I don't know. I don't know many Major League Baseball players anymore. Sorry. But, he missed tying in the last round. Did you see the last round?
Yeah, it was really exciting.
Because he hit it like halfway up the wall. And by the way, the wall there in center is not very high. So, you know, what did he miss by? Let's say 3 feet?
Oh, it sure seemed like it.
Or maybe less.
Yeah.
And that would have tied it. And so hitting it 3 feet short of his goal cost him $250,000.
I think he's still going to be okay.
He's fine. He made $750,000 instead of $1 million. But either way, I think he's okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. He was the guy. Yeah, yeah. This is Bobby Witt Jr. He's placed for
Kansas
City.
Yes, that's the one. Yep.
So he got second.
I mean, not bad.
Yeah.
Also, just kind of fun to do that anyway. I don't know how that works if you have to be invited or whatever that is, but kind of fun to do it anyway. Mm-hmm. And then have a chance to win, you know, $1 million on top of it. That's pretty good.
By the way, did you watch the Home Run Derby, pretty much all of it?
I mean, it was on and off. It was on in the background, but we were, you know, having conversations and stuff.
Fair enough. Well, if you didn't see it, I recommend checking it out. They had, right before the final round, Michael Buffer shows up.
Oh, no, really?
And
how old is Michael Buffer?
I think he's in his 70s.
Okay.
Maybe, I don't think he's in his 80s yet.
Find out, because he seems like he's been around 100 years.
Yeah.
Did he do the thing? Are you ready for home runs or something?
So, yeah, so they did, they introduced both the final two.
79.
Okay, all right, so he's almost 80. All right, yeah. And
good math, Steve.
Thank you. he introduces the guys, and this guy, Bobby Witt Jr., is like standing next to Michael Buffer and just smiling and
right,
having a good
loving
time.
Loving it, yeah.
And the commentators were saying afterwards, like, he's just enjoying himself way too much.
Right.
And then, of course, right before he goes, let's get ready to rumble. Or I don't think he said, let's get ready to rumble. He said,
let's get ready to hit, or let's get ready to home said, run, or yeah, whatever he said.
He said, let's get ready to something.
Do something, yeah.
And then they did. And it was fun. It was exciting.
Are you a Michael Buffer or Bruce Buffer guy?
I guess more of a Michael Buffer. What's the difference?
Well, I mean, Michael's the OG, and he was the Let's Get Ready to Rumble guy, so he started that. And then his brother,
right,
Bruce, came along, and he does all the MMA stuff.
Okay, that's what it is.
Yeah. So you're a Michael Buffer, you're the OG guy.
Okay, sure.
Okay, all right.
I mean, I guess I didn't really know.
Bruce Buffer does a lot of the, because he does MMA, a lot of the kids, like my kids' age, they love him, and I'm not even sure they know about Michael Buffer. Because Bruce Buffer does all the stuff they know.
Okay. Well, which one was it that was yesterday? Was it Michael or was it Bruce?
Oh, you don't know your buffers?
Oh, it was Michael Buffer.
Bro, you got to learn your buffers.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so it was Michael Buffer.
Yeah, taller, thinner, older, I think.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Do you know Bruce Buffer now you saw him?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
He's only 67. He's a young whippersnapper.
That's what they say. The Big 99.9.